Welcome to Halacha in a Year, where we can get to learn all the most relevant halacha through the prism of the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. You are listening to Rabbi Yaakov Tramp. This shiur is kindly sponsored by the Moshe Group and CA in Zuchus of Rivka Bela Bas Nechama Shifra and in honor of Rabbi Tramp. Today we're going to be learning the halachas of new food which is brought out. This is Siman Nun Zayin, the 57th chapter in the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. The general background over here is that we know that a bracha only covers that which one had intention for it to cover, whether that's in front of a person or that which one is including in one's intention. A bracha is not simply a pinning in a code just to be able to get access to whatever one wants. It relates to one's intention as to what one's saying. And therefore, we're going to deal with today what happens when new food appears that a person had not necessarily been expecting. Does the original bracha cover that? Let's jump straight in. It's a short sif. We're only going to be looking at 10 basic questions today. So, first question is, if I bought a bagel and I thought that was going to be my lunch, and then I finished it up and I said, you know, I really wouldn't want to have another one. I go back to the counter and I order something else. I order another bagel. Do I need a new bracha? The answer is yes, because clearly your bracha was only on that first bagel thinking that you would have enough to be satisfied, and you weren't. Therefore, one would say you have to say a new Berkas HaMotzi on the second bagel in this case, because that clearly was not one's intention. What happens if I took, I'm at home, I have a loaf of bread, I cut three slices, or I take three slices and eat them, and then I want to have another slice because I'm still feeling hungry. In that case, one needs no new bracha because this is standard practice within the house. One takes what one needs, and if one needs more, one goes and gets more. It's when one buys a meal and then buys more, that's when it becomes clear that one did not intend that at the beginning. What if I was eating fruit at home and someone brings me more fruit, more dessert afterwards? So it depends. If I was open-minded and whatever's going to be for dessert, I'm going to be eating, then that bracha of ha'etz goes on everything that's brought out of all the rest of the fruits. But if one only intended, one said, I'm going to be eating these strawberries. No, that's the hadama. But let's say I'm going to eat these grapes. And then somebody brings out apples. In that case, I was not intending to have those apples. And therefore, there is no bracha. There would need to be a new bracha. What happens if I had no intent when I was making the bracha? So this is the more classic case of the human condition, which is not that I'm thinking about this or thinking about that. I'm just not thinking. It's absent. It's like, you know, white noise. So if I'm not thinking when I'm making the bracha and then new fruit are brought out, what's the deal then, that guy? So if all the first fruits were finished, so let's say I finished eating my grapes and now apples are brought out, then a new bracha must be said. But if some of the grapes remain but when the apples are brought out, it's a suffix as to whether one needs a new bracha or not. The Mishnah Berurah says that stam das, default intention, and a new species of fruit are brought out of bracha could be said in that case as well. So he disagrees with the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch in the second case, that in default das, if it's a new fruit which is brought out, then one would be able to say a new bracha. What if I made a bracha on an apple, and then more dessert is brought out? Let's say dates were brought out. So in this case, being as the second thing that's brought out is one of the seven species that was blessed, the land of Israel was blessed with, I assume that my kavanah was not to intend to include them, because I can only go from the lesser ha'etz, which is for an apple, onto the greater ha'etz, which is for the tamar, the date, if I had intention or if it is in front of me. If it was not in front of me and I didn't have intention, then I may say and must say a new borei priya ha'etz on that tamar, on that date. What if I had said a shehakol of fruit juice and I want to eat, let's say, the meat? Does the bracha cover over because the meat's also shehakol? So it depends. If the meat was there when I said the bracha on the fruit juice, I have the fruit juice and the meat, and I say shehakol nibidvara, then clearly my intention is for the meat that I'm about to eat as well. But if the meat was not in front of me and I wasn't thinking specifically about that meat, then ultimately that meat is not covered, and I would have to say a new shehakol. Why is that? Why isn't it just the same bracha? So the reason is because, generally speaking, the bracha on drinks do not cover the bracha on food unless one has intention or if they are in front of one as well. What happens if I'm the guest in someone else's house? This is so common. I'm eating at somebody else's meal and they bring out all these things. In that situation, no new bracha is needed, because the basic intention of a guest is anything that is brought out, I will eat. And therefore, your brachas are as global as possible. This is not your typical Shabbos day or Shabbos night situation, Reason being is then you have hamotzi, so hamotzi really covers everything. But we're talking about when it's a non-hamotzi meal and you are a guest. If you say borei pro eitz and they bring out other types of fruit, that's fine because you assume anything they're going to bring out, you're going to eat. What happens if I'm the guest and I make a request and I say, you know, do you happen to have XYZ? And they bring it out. Does anyone say a new bracha? And the answer is no, because the understanding of the balabais of the host is that they're going to bring out anything necessary for that guest, and that's obviously what the guest wanted because they requested it. Finally, last question: what about drinks as a guest? So the same thing applies. If they, let's say you're offered a drink, you say the bracha, and then later on they bring another drink out, then one does not need to say a new bracha because the assumption is whatever's brought out, I will be drinking if I want it. And if you're drinking it because you want it, then that bracha is covered by the original bracha. This ends some of the very interesting applications of how global, how far-reaching one's intent is, and how mindful we have to be about what we're eating and what we also will eat. With this, we conclude. Have a wonderful and meaningful day.